In western North Carolina, farmers are looking at a long recovery after Helene. The storm hit during the peak of this year's harvest season, leaving many farmers with lost crops, land, and time. WUNC's environment reporter Celeste Gracia reports.
This is quite heartbreaking to stand where we're at and imagine this is an apple farm.
Jeff Nix is a third-generation apple farmer in Hendersonville. He's standing on what used to be 10 acres of apple trees planted more than 7 years ago. This was supposed to be the year Nix and his family earned back their investment. Instead, Helene swept it all away. Nix and his son live on the top of a nearby hill overlooking the area.
He was on his porch and I was on my porch. We watched that tree, the other two trees that are washed on down here, line up side by side at the upper end of this farm, and the water pushed them down through here, and it looked like three giant bulldozers.
This area borders a creek, which provides rich soil for the trees to grow. But when Helene overflooded the creek, the water carved the land with potholes. More than a month after the storm, the only trees left in sight are uprooted, lying on top of sand and silt deposited by the water. Off to the side, tractors sit upside down, nestled in the middle of tree debris. Nix's farm, called Flavorful Farm, spans about 115 acres and provides apples to schools across the state. He estimates his total loss at well over $1 million.
We are going to rebuild. I've said that probably 10 times now, because once a farmer, always a farmer.
Helene's destruction remains visible across Henderson County. Power lines are still down in some places, piles of wreckage line the sides of roads, and crews continue to repair sinkholes. On Main Street in downtown Hendersonville, Karen Blado sits outside a busy coffee shop. She works for NC State's Cooperative Extension as the county's horticultural agent. She says farmers in the area grow everything from berries to peppers and tomatoes. Blado estimates a total loss of up to $50 million for the county's 450 farms.
It's not just the crop loss, it's the land. The repairing the land is going to be the most costly part of the recovery. This is going to be years for them to be able to really get the land back.
Federal relief programs are available to select farmers, as well as some grants from area nonprofits. And state relief could possibly come from the General Assembly. But Blado says these programs can only go so far. For farms that were less impacted, she says getting tourists back out to the region is critical for survival.
This is peak tourist season, and what's happening to some of these growers now is a second impact of the storm where financially it's just crippling some of these agritourism businesses.
That's exactly what Danielle McCall is experiencing.
So which kinds of apples are these?
Well, I mean, these trees here, like you can see, we have these signs that either say ready to pick or not ready to pick. So this is some.
Her family's You Pick Apple Farm, Steps Hillcrest Orchard, only suffered minimal crop and property damage. But Helene washed out the road to get there. McCall's farm finally reopened this past weekend after being closed for four of the season's 11 weeks.
So that's what we lost, were the biggest weeks of the season.
So it could not have come at a more worse time.
Could not have, definitely not.
She estimates sales will be down 50 to 55% compared to last year. McCall and her husband are considering taking on extra work over the winter to make sure they can afford next year's crop.
You know, without some kind of direct relief from the government, we're going to be in a pretty tight spot.
With the farm now open, tourists started returning this week. John Lynch from Chattanooga says he came to support the local community.
There's a lot of entrepreneurial spirit here.
And with that spirit, many farmers in this area will focus on rebuilding, no matter the cost. Celeste Gracia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.